This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a longtime NBA writer and the author of The Soul of Basketball. Joining us, our good friend Ian Thompson. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start in Minnesota. Do you think with the addition of D'Angelo Russell, they can actually turn that thing into a winner with Karl Anthony Towns?
I don't. There's a reason why there wasn't a big market for D'Angelo Russell. He's not efficient by today's standards, analytically, not a great athlete, you know, not great at shooting the three-pointer. There are flaws to his game, and I just think the market stated who he is. And I like the trade a lot more for Golden State because of the environment that Andrew Wiggins is going into. This idea that if he's forced to elevate his intensity, his focus, if he's forced to care more because of being around those three guys next season and then what they're going to get in the draft, I just think it's the most intriguing move of the day.
Yeah, how much of a win was it to turn a sure-to-leave Kevin Durant into Russell, which turned into Andrew Wiggins and what could be the number four pick in the draft next year, if not unprotected the year after that, for one of the worst franchises in basketball?
You know, the last time I think we were talking about something like this was when Danny Ainge fleeced the Nets for the guys he sent to them, Garnett and Paul Pierce at the end of their careers. And look what it did for the Celtics. Look, the trading for Andrew Wiggins would not work for most teams. Most teams wouldn't know what to do with him. They wouldn't know how to fix him. But the Warriors have this Petri dish that turns bad bacteria into good bacteria, you know? And so I just think they really have a chance to do something with him. And if it doesn't work out, okay, it doesn't work out. They can afford it with what they're charging in their new building. They can afford to pay his salary. But it's a great move for them every way you look at it.
Ian Thompson joining us this morning here on the show, longtime NBA writer on the trade deadline. In Miami, the Miami Heat add Andre Iguodala, 36 years old, hasn't played this year, but a championship pedigree. How much better does he make them?
So, you know, DA, I spent so much time talking to Pat Riley for my book about 2010 and how he recruited LeBron and what he was trying to do. And we all know he's going after Giannis in 2021, and he's going to follow the same formula. And how do you get him? Well, I think you get him by beating him. You go into a playoff series and you beat him with a team that shouldn't be playing with him. And how do you do that? You go and get Andre Iguodala, who will be guarding Giannis at times, the way Marcus Smart guards Giannis at times, the way Iggy guarded LeBron in those NBA finals at times, giving up size, giving up strength, being so good at what you do and knowing how to win that you can make a difference. So Milwaukee is a one-star team. Chris Middleton's an all-star for sure, but create your own shot, carry a team kind of star, they're a one-star team. Riley, in my book, spelled out time and again that those guys ultimately have to find other stars to play with. And I just think this is part of his formula. He's thinking long-term, get Iguodala, knock off Milwaukee, force Giannis out, re-sign him yourself.
That book that Ian Thompson's talking about is The Soul of Basketball, the epic showdown between LeBron, Kobe, Doc, and Dirk that saved the NBA. How realistic do you think that is, that game plan to try to get Giannis away from Milwaukee?
I mean, it's very unrealistic, and I would have told you in 2009 it was very unrealistic for Miami to get LeBron and Chris Bosh to go with Dwayne Wade. No one was talking about it back then. But I think Riley's very good at envisioning, forgetting about what we're thinking now and imagining a world that exists if this, and this happens. And he's able to put himself in that position, that kind of positive visualization that athletes use, he's using it as a general manager. And I think that's his goal. And all these teams, to get those great players, They do all sorts of crazy stuff. They tank for 2 years. They refuse to win. They do all this just on the slight chance of winning a draft lottery to get a player like that. So why not try to do this? You're at least trying to win while you're also trying to get Giannis.
So you think it's very unrealistic because you think Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee right now?
Well, I just think you can't say that it's realistic that a guy would turn down that Supermax contract and all that money with a team that's winning so much. On the other hand, I just don't see how Milwaukee, especially after they signed him to that new deal, how they're ever going to surround him with the players he needs to win the championship. So is he going to jump right away? I don't know. It's still early in his career. You know, it took LeBron forever to jump. And I just think we shouldn't be counting on him leaving. But the best way to hasten him leaving is to knock him out in the Eastern playoffs before he can even get into an NBA Finals and make him feel so frustrated and not being able to see a way to get players around him that, okay, I have to go somewhere else where the players are because they're not going to come and join me here.
Ian Thompson joins us, longtime NBA writer, author of The Soul of Basketball. How much of a win was it for the Clippers to get Marcus Morris and keep him away from the Lakers?
You know, it was a win. Teams are still gearing up to deal with LeBron. Maybe not as much now they used to. I remember the Celtics used to have to gear up to try to guard LeBron. But it's a little bit like the way teams used to gear up to try to defend Shaq. And that's where this helps them. It gives them another guy that's really tough that will guard LeBron and try to wear him down some and won't be intimidated by him, and fits into who they are. You know, there's going to be no transition period for the Marcus Morris into the Clippers. That's who they are. That's the kind of coach Doc Rivers is. So in that sense, you know, he doesn't resolve a weakness, but he adds to their strengths.
Ian Thompson joining us this morning on the show, longtime NBA writer. You can follow him on Twitter at Ian Thompson. Check out his book, The Soul of Basketball. Really cool book that looks at how the NBA was kind of created in this modern era with Shaq and Kobe and the end of that going into LeBron and him leaving Cleveland, joining into Miami, the creation of super teams and where we are right now. Pretty good for context of where we are. Ian Thompson joining us here on the show. The book is The Soul of Basketball. Ian, it's always awesome to catch up, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, D.A. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.